A California judge has given the green light to new bylaws for Pacifica, KPFA's parent radio network. Superior Court Judge Ronald Sabra applauded the interim Pacifica board for making progress on complex issues and said the sooner work is completed, the sooner Pacifica can be returned to independence and vigor. Sabra made his ruling at a hearing in Oakland this morning. KPFA's Christopher Martinez reports.
A court settlement ended the crisis paralyzing the Pacifica radio network, and now another court ruling clears the way to redemocratize Pacifica. An interim Pacifica board that took over from the old management has spent the last year and a half working on new bylaws. The final sticking point was language to ensure diversity throughout the network. Last month, the interim board voted on three competing proposals. Two garnered only one or two votes. A third, called Draft B, got seven votes from the 13 board members present. Two members of the board went to court this morning to ask a judge to rule that the vote met the two-thirds requirement, or at least to accept the vote as showing substantial progress. A lawyer for former interim board members urged the judge to appoint a receiver for the foundation. But in the end, the judge ruled that the vote complies with the settlement agreement. Judge Sabra called the board's work, in his words, a remarkable endeavor to try to address issues of diversity, inclusion, and non-discrimination. Dave Fertig is an interim board member from KPFK in Los Angeles. He says he went to the judge because the board was deadlocked and mired in delays.
We're pacifists, right? We're supposed to work things out. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it amongst ourselves without some court intervention. But frankly, I do believe that some of the prior board members from the prior regime, so to speak, many of whom I would laud in many respects, have nonetheless been absent without leave from the process. I regret, frankly, that we had to come to court to do this because I would love to have seen a cooperative resolution, but a resolution there had to be, and there it is.
Draft B creates committees of inclusion to monitor diversity in the network. Draft A had stronger language allowing the committees of inclusion to change the number of seats on boards if diversity goals were not met. Local station board member Errol Maitland of WBAI in New York supported that draft. He says Draft A would have sent a message to what he calls the ne'er-do-good liberals in Pacifica land.
And that they shot down because at the core of it, these white people on the Pacifica board felt that black folks, that niggers, came in and messed up their nice, laid-back foundation, and they wanted to take it back. They wanted to take it back to the bosom of Berkeley, where we can become a lily white organization again, free from niggers.
But board member Carol Spooner says it's not just a white liberal issue, and Pacifica needs to communicate across the cultural, racial, and ethnic spectrum in order to take back the country. Spooner is an interim Pacifica board member from the KPFA area. She says under the new bylaws, all five Pacifica stations will have boards elected by listener members and staff members, as KPFA has now. The boards will have more power over station management.
So we're going to have a lot more local autonomy and a lot more local authority than has existed in Pacifica for about 15 years. And I think this will be a great benefit to KPFA, where we won't be taking orders from some national board where most of the board members know nothing about KPFA. Our local board committee will be effective in supporting and building and strengthening our wonderful station here.
Judge Sabra's ruling means the bylaws go next to the five local station boards for approval. A majority of the boards has already voiced support for the bylaws. Local boards will schedule their elections this fall, and a new Pacifica National Board will be seated by the end of January 2004. Reporting from Oakland for KPFA News, I'm Christopher Martinez.